Yeah, so I got an eyeball on an ATX 7500 with VHF and UHF and P25, obviously. And I've got a handheld control head that I currently run my UHF XDS or XDL, so I could use that so and do it all the handheld. So I have VHF, UHF, and P25 on both bands with a handheld control head. Then I guess I could get a DMR radio for the, you know, get a more conventional control, and I only need UHF for that one. So, but, you know, but now we're talking multiple antennas, you know, and I'm not a big fan of the porcupine on the personal car. So, I don't know. I should just get a UHF multi-protocol radio and call it a day.
Yep, I agree with you there. That's been the big attraction to the those multi-protocol, multi-band, you know, one control head for multiple decks. It just simplifies everything, installing in a vehicle, trying to find space for one control head or just one handheld control head compared to multiple is a lot easier in modern vehicles. But I just pulled in home here, so I'm going to bounce out and say 73s to you guys. I'll be clear. KE8FCR.
Have a great rest of your day, and batten down the hatches before this alleged storm rolls in. And, yeah, Sean, you know, that's one of my big problems right now is it drives me nuts to have multiple antennas going, and I feel like I almost always do, and it makes me crazy. But I appreciate when I have them on there because I don't run into the problems like I had with DMR earlier.